CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. The operator of a motorcycle was pronounced deceased in hospital following a crash with an SUV north of Teeswater. Bruce Road 4 is now open between Concession Roads 8 and 12 after the collision closed the area at 7:15 this morning. The victim's identity is being withheld until next of kin are notified. West Perth and Perth East firefighters were called to the scene of a blaze at an agricultural structure north of Milverton this afternoon. Shakespeare and Sebringville stations attended, along with mutual aid from North Perth Fire Department. OPP and Perth County paramedics assisted in what is being described as a great save on the Fire Department Twitter account. There were no injuries and no livestock was involved. COVID-19 continues to impact the Huron-Perth region. Public Health reports 9 ongoing outbreaks of the novel coronavirus. Both Listowel Memorial and South Huron hospitals are reporting cases, and there are 2 outbreaks at congregate living centers. Long-term care outbreaks are being reported at Blue Water Rest Home, Crescent Care in Listowel, Huronview in Huron East, and Ritz Lutheran Villa in West Perth, along with Country Meadows Retirement Home in Perth East. The Ontario Nurses Association is renewing its call for the province to scrap Bill 124 and to cap how much hospitals can spend on agency nurses. President of the ONA, Catherine Hoy, warns against plans to use the private sector to tackle the healthcare crisis.
The most troubling parts about our healthcare system are the ones that are already privatized. Let's look at home care, where 45% of patients can't get the care they need. Long-term care, where the private operators had more deaths during the pandemic than anyone else.
Hoy says the province is spending $7 million on agency nurses to fill gaps in staffing, and agencies charge hospitals $200 an hour. COVID-19 continues to impact the Huron-Perth region. Public Health reports 9 ongoing outbreaks of the novel coronavirus. Both Listowel Memorial and South Huron hospitals are reporting cases, and there are 2 outbreaks in congregate living centers. Long-term care outbreaks are being reported at Blue Water Rest Home, Crescent Care in Listowel, Huronview in Huron East, and Ritz Lutheran Villa in West Perth. Country Meadows Retirement Home in Perth East is also experiencing an outbreak. COVID-19 has led to 119 fatalities in Huron-Perth. The head of the Blue Water Recycling Association says they're in the process of converting their trucks to a more environmentally friendly fuel. Francis Vayu says they've partnered with Enbridge Gas, Ontario Waste Management Association, and a local farmer to convert manure into fuel. Vayu says cows generate a lot of manure and they should take advantage.
Instead of decomposing and the gas is going into the air, there's a local farmer we're going to be working with. They're going to digest the gas, and during that process, the gas is captured and recovered and used instead of the compressed natural gas that we use from the pipeline. We're going to use the cow manure gas in their trucks to power them.
They could fuel their entire fleet. For more on these and other stories, head to CKNXNewsToday.ca. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays host Baltimore again tonight after losing 7-3 last night. Toronto has lost 5 of its last 6 games. Alex Manoa getting the start tonight. The game will be broadcast live on CKNX AM 920 with first pitch at 7:07 p.m. Canada's roster for the Women's World Hockey Championship resembles the lineup that won an Olympic gold medal in Beijing in February. Canada opens the first Women's World Championship game held in the same calendar year as an Olympic Games on August 25th against Finland in Denmark. The Canadians are also the defending world champions, having beaten the United States 3-2 in overtime in last year's final in Calgary. Captain and golden scorer Marie-Philippe Poulin scored the overtime winner there and twice in the Olympic final. A new date has been set for a benefit celebrity hockey game between Goderich firefighters and former NHL hockey heroes. It was originally scheduled in January 2022, but now will go Sunday, January 15th, 2023 at 2 p.m. at the Maitland Recreation Center in Goderich, in support of the Huron Residential Hospice. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm early this evening, low overnight of 12 degrees. Tomorrow mainly sunny. Some clouds start to move in late in the morning, and that brings the slight chance of showers in the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm, high near 24. We're looking at a mix of sun and cloud on Thursday. There's still the slight chance of showers and a high of 25 for Friday sunny with a high near 27.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.